or he's a fool, period.
Mm-hmm. The person who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money.
It's a miser, penny pincher, Scrooge.
And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
That is common.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's common.
Just everyday person makes a living and that's it. Pays what he gets.
It wouldn't be insulting then.
Oh no.
What if you said that a girl is common? What would that mean?
Just a common girl? Well, that means maybe in between country and city and just no common girl. She don't deck out, dress out. She wears common clothes. Pretty well maybe knows how to cook, keep house, or what have you.
Mm-hmm. And say an old person, maybe up in their 80s or so, still has a lot of energy, gets around real well. You say that they're awfully, for his age, he's still awfully.
Well, for his age, he's energetic.
Do you ever say he's peppy or spry or chipper?
No.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little.
I don't know how I'd feel about kids.
Well, you'd say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you
felt... No, I wouldn't feel easy. I wouldn't think so.
You felt a little bit...
I'd feel nervous about it, I guess.
Uh-huh. Someone else will say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't...
Don't worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm what of the dark? I'm
scared of the dark.
Okay. You say, well, I don't see why she's scared now. She... If she hadn't been scared before, you say, why should she be scared now? She...
I don't... quite get this.
Or if she had never been scared before, you'd say.
Of the dark?
Uh-huh. Well, why is she scared now? She
must have been frightened.
Okay.
From something.
Did you ever say she used to be scared or didn't used to be? Or
didn't used to be.
Okay. Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty.
Trustworthy.
Or he shouldn't be so.
Careless with his money.
Huh?
Careless with his money.
And you'd say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
acts funny.
Any other ways of saying that?
Well, depend on who's around, I guess. She acts stupid.
Did you ever say queer or quar?
Well, queer. Acts queer. It means oddball, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Using that terms.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
No. It's pretty well same.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call somebody a queer? Would you ever use it that way?
Directly call somebody that?
I mean, no, use it as a noun. Say... so-and-so is a queer, instead of just saying so-and-so is queer.
Well, I guess I would if I knew what I was talking about. I might say that so-and-so acts queer or something.
Well, have you ever heard the word used to mean homosexual, or does it just mean someone who's peculiar?
Well, homosexual... to me, they're just a sick person.
Well.